broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 27th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is indeed our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Furthermore, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we're out of town broadcasting live on the road, as we will be doing for the next many days. In fact, we've been on the road for 10 days so far. Go home tonight, take a day or two break, and on the road again. Feel like Willie Nelson, man. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. As you know, when it comes to Liberty Roundtable Live, it is all about God, family, and country. It's all about the protection of life, liberty, and property as well. And man, we had a great time at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, even though we believe their tyrannical agenda of forcing vaccination proof via your vaccination card or passport, whatever you want to call it, mandated vaccinations, or via your negative COVID PCR tests. And, of course, we opted to the PCR tests. People thought we were very weird and strange. We're certainly out of the norm. But the masses in the media absolutely allowing, as far as I can tell, literally doubling down in defense of vaccination mandates. Now, you can say, well, wait a minute. The mandates got shut down in court. Sam, you don't have them anymore. Yeah, but when you have a massive organization like the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, literally forcing vaccines or you cannot attend their show, or forcing a vaccination proof, a card, and or a negative COVID test, it's virtually being shoved down your throats. You might call it a virtual mandate, right? The World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen, is building a global vaccine passport plan. And sadly, private sector, states, everybody's going along. The federal government tried to mandate it, got shut down in the courts, but that doesn't stop private sector organizations and or businesses from virtually mandating it, really backdoor, if you will, right? States are doing so. They claim it's all volunteer. You go to your health care provider, you get a COVID shot, you get vaxxed, then they document it for you. They simply give you a QR code and say, hey, here's proof that you can show. And so backdoor de facto mandates happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a serious problem. In fact, it's so pervasive, so in your face, so organized and virtually mandated. I don't know if you know this, but the Association of Broadcasters organization is providing a vaccination education toolkit. This online toolkit provides, they say, research, sample messaging, and suggested tactics to help global journalists craft, what do you call it? They call it vaccine messages that will best resonate with their audiences. But really, to a great degree, it becomes vaccine propaganda is what it becomes, ladies and gentlemen. It is serious. They say this is provided as a national resource by the National Association of Broadcasters, along with these other groups, these drug, big pharma companies or whatever else. They're all teaming up with this, quote, vaccine education toolkit. It's really propaganda. It's Q&A. It's talking points. It's the NAB is a proud member of what they call the COVID Collaborative. NAB.org/vaccine if you want to learn more about what I'm talking about. NAB, like National Association of Broadcasters. NAB.org/vaccine. I find it very concerning. Anyway, we discussed that in hour one of the broadcast yesterday. Hour two, we doubled down and joined in simulcast with the Sheriff Mac show. Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff Richard Mack co-hosting that show. Simulcast on, of course, Liberty Roundtable Live. We had an incredible guest on, Dr. Mark Sherwood. And he's a candidate for the Oklahoma State Governor. Sherwood2022.com to learn more about the good doctor, Dr. Mark Sherwood. Dr. Mark is a certified naturopathic doctor, an ND, if you will, and his wife, Michelle, is a doctor as well. She's a doctor of what? Anyway, she's a doctor as well, I guess. They both founded what they call the, Functional Medical Institute, a full-time wellness-based medical practice in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They do a great job, the two of them. I don't know if you know, but they basically wrote three books. They put together three film documentaries. I mean, their efforts are just amazing. And Dr. Mark Sherwood is a multi-talented guy, I'm telling you right now. Not only is he a doctor, but Mr. Sherwood is a 24-year retired veteran of the Tulsa Police Department, where he logged well over a decade of courageous service on the department's SWAT team. Pretty interesting kind of deal, right? The guy doesn't run away from the shots. He runs to them. He's one of the first guys to go through the door, being the first to take on the issues. He's not afraid of nothing. Anyway, great guy. Wonderful interview. Authored three best-selling Amazon books. Mark says it's all about leadership and not about politics. He believes in an Oklahoma first policy and a secure and self-sustaining state. He doesn't want a state, ladies and gentlemen, that is dependent on the federal government. He's willing to take on controversy head on and get it done. And he clearly says, look, the bottom line is it's the deep state against the rest of us. Forget the left-right paradigm. There's a lot of good people that are, I don't know what you want to call them, fake conservatives, pseudo-conservatives. And really, we got a problem with that because they mean well. They get a lot of good government headlines. Why do I say government headlines? Because the media is just carrying the ball for the government. That's why. We're these conservative guys, supposedly. There's great headlines about them. But when the push comes to shove, when we're in the trenches, right? That's kind of the problem. Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are two great examples of this. You know what? They've got some great things they do. I admit that. But you also have headlines that they're glowing conservatives, and frankly, they're not. Ron DeSantis has a lot of good things about him. But you know what? Behind the scenes, he's been swallowing some poison pills, vaccine mandates, and others. Anyway, we talked about that in detail. And I'm not here to attack Ron DeSantis, but I am here to make a point. These guys are only somewhat conservative. And I'll give you an example. You know, what has Ron DeSantis really done to promote ivermectin, one of the greatest treatments ever known against COVID? You can say, no, Sam, that's horse poop. That doesn't work. You know what? That's the lie you've heard from the mainstream press. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And there's a lot of ideas that they don't really embrace. You know, let's expose the fraud of the CDC. Let's expose the fraud of the World Health Organization, the WHO. Let's expose the fraud of the National Institutes of Health, NIH, or the Health and Human Services, HHS, or, you know, the vaccine passports, vaccine mandates. You know, on one hand, you know, Ron DeSantis is very critical of the vaccinations. But on the other hand, did he sign legislation that could really advance vaccinations? As far as we understand, he did. And so it's very duplicitous. It's very hard to follow. It's very difficult to understand. How conservative are these people, really? Is Ron gunning for a 2024 or 2028 bid? Time will tell if he's going to run for president. Anyway, a great show with Dr. Mark Sherwood, running for governor of the great state of Oklahoma. And he basically says, Governor Stitt, great guy, but not conservative enough, not constitutional enough. How much do these conservatives really understand the Constitution, like a Donald Trump, like a Ron DeSantis, like a Governor Kevin Stitt, or some of these governors? They do a great job in many ways. They're standing up for pro-life to the best of their ability. I commend them for their work, but they're not conservative enough to save the country. They might be conservative enough to slow down socialism and communism and tyrannical agenda by governments, but are they conservative enough? Are they constitutional enough? Are they oath-keeping enough to stop those things that would destroy the greatest country on the face of the earth? See, that's the part where, you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and others such as myself would say, look, they're not enough. I mean, I appreciate their efforts, don't get me wrong, but it isn't enough. We can't just go for socialism light. ladies and gentlemen, we can't just, instead of going 90 mile an hour towards socialism, just reduce it to 50, but we're still going that direction. We have got to put a halt to the con game. We've got to change directions. A 180, baby. So anyway, great interview yesterday with Mark. If you want the video archive of that, you can go to Brighteon.com. Because, of course, it's carried on Brighteon.tv live every Tuesday, the Sheriff Mac Show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. Now, Liberty Roundtable, the audio version, can be found over at BrighteonRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, or also at LovingLiberty.net. And Loving Liberty has the live feed, has the archives of the broadcast via podcast, has the phone apps, the Android app and the iPhone app. Download those for free. Incredible, free, live and on-demand talk radio at your fingertips. But they also, at LovingLiberty.net, have a bunch of other incredible shows around the clock on radio. And in addition to our live 24/7 radio stream, a bunch of podcasts that are just tremendous. Tom Woods, many others to make the point. All right, so there you have that, and that is a recap of yesterday's show. We talked a lot about the National Association of Broadcasters. We talked about the vaccines. We talked about a lot of people attending the show. The show's not near as big as it used to be, though. It used to be they had the West Hall, the North Hall, the South Hall. I guess they didn't have a West Hall. They had the North Hall, the Central Hall, the South Hall before. Now they got the West Hall, but the South Hall was completely closed when I went over there yesterday. So I don't think the show's as big as it used to be, but there's sure a lot of people here. Tens of thousands, I'll tell you that. Back in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now, ladies and gentlemen. Is the Food and Drug Administration, in other words, is the FDA, actually interested in harming the health of Americans? Sadly, I believe the answer is a resounding yes, they are. The FDA is in bed with Big Pharma. Big Pharma, the FDA, all in bed with the media. It's a big, big pharma drug fest, folks, out there. And I don't believe the FDA has our interest in mind at all. I think at the beginning, they had a great agenda for the FDA, which was, hey, let's keep things safe and effective for the American people. But I believe Big Pharma has literally bought off and controlled the unconstitutional agency to the point where the FDA is actually interested in harming Americans, not helping Americans at all. You want some evidence? You want some proof? You want some double-down documentation? All right, here it is. There's a few headlines that you need to understand and be aware of. Headline, FDA renews, quote, horse smear as ivermectin trends on Twitter. Yeah, the agency tweets, quote, hold your horses, y'all, on drugs successfully treating COVID. Art Moore with WND.com. The story basically is this. There's a big battle now between those frontline doctors, those thousands of physicians who are being shut down and demonetized and ridiculed and mocked and their licenses threatened and everything else because they're convinced ivermectin helps reduce and eliminate COVID, and your government in bed with the mainstream press. Okay, the battle is on, and it's been on for quite a while, as you know, but it's now reaching a fever pitch. Why? Well, because now that Elon Musk is buying Twitter, people believe it's a bastion of freedom now. People are going, hey, man, let's tell the truth about ivermectin. Well, interestingly enough, those truisms are where the battle lines are being drawn. All right, so Dr. Pierre Corey then fired back on Twitter when, you know, your government literally tweeted, hey, hold your horses. They're literally trying to say, hey, you know what? Ivermectin has not been approved for people. It's just horse poop kind of a thing. Remember all this, right? Well, Dr. Pierre Corey, who has testified to the Senate of the effectiveness of ivermectin against COVID-19, he fired back on Twitter. He said, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. You are Big Pharma's ass. He tweeted, the FDA, he wrote, was messaging, quote, BS by citing the corrupt studies that they've highlighted while ignoring 82 different trials, including 33 randomized controlled trials with 129,000 patients over 27 different countries showing that ivermectin is indeed effective. Massive benefits of ivermectin in treating COVID-19. So he finished his tweet. This is Dr. Pierre Corey by saying this. Stop lying, man. People are dying, he wrote, adding a hashtag, the treatment works. Pierre Corey, at Pierre Corey is where you can learn more about his tweets or Twitter or whatever you want to call it. Pierre Corey is spelled P-I-E-R-R-E, capital K-O-R-Y, okay? So it's capital P, Pierre Corey, capital P, capital K, Perry, P-I-E-R-R-E, then Corey, K-O-R-Y. Why? Anyway, hashtag Pierre Corey. All I'm telling you is that Pierre Corey is doing a great job firing back against the FDA. But the mainstream press just carrying, just gleefully carrying these lies about ivermectin. Doesn't help, no good, all studies show it's bogus. Well, that's the manipulated narrative in the United States by Twitter, by Facebook, by Instagram, by your mainstream press, CNN, NBC, ABC, whoever, right? Fox News, they're all lying to you. Pierre Corey taking them on virtually single-handedly. And you know what? Around the world, there's news in defense of ivermectin, big time, okay? He says, stop lying, man. People are dying. The FDA is messaging BS by citing one corrupt study while then ignoring all these other trials and studies around the world. It's a very, very riveting discussion about the truth. And the hearts and the minds of people are at stake here is Pierre Corey's point. That's why he says, hey, people are dying, man. Quit lying about this, right? Now, understand that social media platforms have been stifling conversations about ivermectin. Now, listen carefully. While California pushed potentially precedent-setting legislation to punish doctors who dare question the phony studies like Pierre Corey's doing, threatening the loss of their medical licenses. So my question for Twitter, for Instagram, for all these big social media services, and for the mainstream press, look, if you're convinced that the FDA is telling you the truth about ivermectin, why do we need to suppress Dr. Pierre Corey's information and research? Why do we need to suppress stories around the world in the media that highlight these studies that show that it's safe and effective. Why do we need to shut down that debate, right? Why do we have to do that, right? Why do we got to let everybody down or shut everybody down if they know they're on the right side of it? Do they have to shut us down, right? Early treatment works, right? And that's kind of the point. And you know what? Early treatment with ivermectin absolutely works. And when you look at the studies that the FDA put out, or the studies that the World Health Organization or some of these other groups have put out, you find out that, number one, they don't use enough ivermectin. They don't use the amounts cited in the other studies. So, of course, it doesn't work. Or oftentimes in the studies, they apply it too late. Or oftentimes they have the same drug, so there's not really a double-blind study. We go on and on and on to the reasons that the studies are showing different results. But Pierre Corey is literally catching them at it and saying, look, your results are disingenuous. You're not telling people really the truth on this at all. And that's kind of the problem that we're seeing. But why would the government, why would the media, why would they shut us all down for telling the truth? Why don't they let all of us say what we want to say, tweet what we want to tweet, you know, put on the gram what we want, etc. And why don't they let the court of public opinion decide based on knowledge and information? Right? That's kind of the real question that I have. And Elon Musk questioning this very, very thing, saying, hey, you know what? Why do we shut down everybody's free speech? Remember, I got kicked off Twitter. They suspended my account is the way they call it. They'll be glad to reinstate it if I pull down my tweet or apologize for my tweet or whatever. I won't do it because all that happened is in Israel, more people are dying from the COVID vaccines than are dying from the COVID itself. And there was a report in LifeSite News and a report from some Israeli newspapers, well-known mainstream newspapers, highlighting this truth. Well, I decided to brief you on that truth. Twitter shut me down over it saying, hey, I'm peddling, you know, COVID falsehoods or whatever, right? Well, that's where the battle lines are being drawn. But what I'm saying to you is, why do we need to worry about shutting down the opposition? If they're on the right side of the history, or whatever you want to say, if they've got the facts on their side, the truth shall make them free, shall it not? You know, so Pierre Corey saying, stop lying, man. People are dying. That's right. And when these social media platforms stifle conversations, why? Black box algorithms is the term being used for this, where they basically have secret algorithms that stop my views, stop my narrative from being shared, but promote the narrative of the opposition, promote the lie narratives, right? And so you've got to really dig in and kind of understand this. Why do they want to control the debate like that? Why is California and others putting in place legislation that would threaten the license of these doctors that want to use medications that are rebranded or reused for different purposes? In other words, a new disease comes along, a new problem, a new whatever, health issue. And then they repurpose drugs for those purposes. That's what ivermectin's done. Look, ivermectin was used as a dewormer. Ivermectin was used internationally for other reasons, and it has been for a long time. It was considered a wonder drug for those things, right? Well, why, when they repurpose the drug and say, hey, can it be used for ivermectin? They do these blind, you know, studies, dozens of them. Why, ladies and gentlemen? You've got 82 trials, including 33 randomized trials. All these are being ignored, right? So that's kind of the point that I'm getting at. Why do that? Because they know what we know. What do we know? That they're lying to you, and that the lies that they have cannot withstand the scrutiny of honest, open debate. All right, when we get back, Ben Swantz doubled down, all right, on this black box reality. Musk buys Twitter. Will he reveal black box algorithms? Let's talk about it. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prepare for a major recession. That's the warning from Deutsche Bank based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming. Their economists now say there's better than a 50% chance a major recession will hit America next year. Polish and Bulgarian officials said Tuesday that Russian energy company Gazprom informed them it was suspending natural gas supplies to the two countries for their refusal to pay in Russian rubles. The cutoffs took effect today. European leaders said they would not comply, arguing that it violated the terms of contracts. President Biden, in a meeting with House Democrats, said that he's poised to take significant action to relieve student loans, a move that would strain inflation and the national debt. The current number sits at $1.7 trillion nationwide. Representative Tony Cardenas, the Democrat from California, initially raised the issue with Biden during their meeting. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A police officer in the George Floyd death is now seeking a new trial.
An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was found Tuesday morning nearly 24 hours after San Jose police and the FBI say he was taken from his grandmother's home while she was bringing in groceries. Police had been searching for a man seen in a surveillance video, and it was a tip that finally got Brandon back home. Three suspects are now in custody. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Twitter, at first, swallowed a poison pill, said, hey, we're not going to let Elon Musk take over the platform. But now the board of directors obviously saying, yes, we'll let him buy it for $44 billion. But when people found out that the board caved, that the poison pill wouldn't really be, completely swallowed or exercised, whatever word you want to say, the liberals just absolutely melted down. The liberals are just crazy. One liberal's like, I just want to throw up now. They believe that Elon Musk is going to absolutely ruin the world. He's going to let people absolutely say and think and believe what they want to. And I'm telling you, the liberals are just absolutely coming unhinged, psychotic over this. They're losing their minds over this thing. I mean, it's shocking. Anyway. I find it fascinating that they're just that crazy about it, as if Elon Musk is going to be the savior and is going to really just really open this all up. Will Elon Musk open this up? Will he really allow free speech? He says that he will. He says that he's going to follow the law. He says we can't even have a functioning democracy. The history is, or the future of the nation is in jeopardy if we don't get this solved. Da, 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 da. I appreciate Elon Musk. But the more these big wigs get into and control the media, the more these, quote, fat cat rich guys control, I don't have a lot of trust. Elon Musk might do better than Twitter's done in the past. But if you believe this is going to be the free speech bastion of the world, I don't buy it. I don't think so. I just don't accept that. Okay? I don't. Because I don't believe that you can look at kings. I don't believe that is your savior. And I appreciate that Jeff Bezos is in the media. Bill Gates is in the media. Donald Trump wants to be in the media. You know, the MyPillow CEO is in the media. Now you got Elon Musk that wants to get in the media. Who's next? I mean, is it just the media of the rich giants taking each other on? How many of them really believe in free speech in a meaningful way? Right? And, you know, believe it or not, Elon Musk would probably get more done with his money, a better bang for his buck if he were to back people like us in the media and give us real funding as opposed to just owning his own media company. Is it going to be better to do what Mike Lindell did, build your own media company? Or is it going to be better to do what Donald Trump's supposedly doing with his media company? By the way, I haven't heard much about that from Donald Trump. You know, does he even have a media company? Is it really going to get launched? Are you using it? How successful it is? How many people are on Donald Trump's platform? Literally, how long has it been since we heard that he was going to build a media company? He also said the New York Times would go under because they're so horrible he was going to sue them out of existence. This is what Donald Trump claimed. I don't see any of that happening. All I see is big wigs in bed with big tech taking over the media. Anyway, I digress, except to say, do you believe that Elon Musk will really make the difference that they claim he's making? The liberals are absolutely losing their mind. But here's my fundamental question. At first, the liberals lost their minds. They say they're going to swallow a poison pill. The people are, you know, hey, we're not going to let Musk do this. And then all of a sudden, there was an about face. 180 degrees. Nope, we're not going to do it. Now it's like, yep, all good. Let's let him buy it with a 37% premium. Let's all get rich on the deal. What made these people change their mind? Are they really against Elon Musk buying Twitter as much as they want you to believe? Are they really against Donald Trump being in the media as much as they want you to believe? Are they really wanting you to believe that Donald Trump was the enemy of the world and that, by golly, look, they all made millions of dollars. Millions and in fact, half the media liberal organizations are afloat because of Donald Trump's promoting of them in the first place. They promoted Donald to the presidency, and he promoted them and gave them unprecedented viewers, readers, listeners, and the like. Okay, there's a quid pro quo going on between the fat cats and the media. The media promotes them. The more they promote it in the media, the more popular and famous and more money they generate. The more money they generate, they then, you know, back the media. And they seem to have this love-hate relationship. But in the end, everybody gets rich and the American people get fleeced. In the end, the mainstream press tells these lies and has these fake battles in the media about nothing important. Donald Trump's a pervert. He touched a girl or a woman. You know, Donald did this. You know, Elon Musk did that. So-and-so did this. So-and-so, Bill Gates is this. And none of those things matter, darn. They don't matter a tinker's darn. The fact is, folks, we're losing our country over the culture war. And you tell me, what has Elon Musk been doing to stop the murder of babies? Huh? The pro-life issue is top in my mind. Center stage. What has Elon Musk done? What has Bill Gates done? What has Donald Trump done? Well, Donald Trump has done some good. Let's give him some credit. What are these fat cats doing, though, to jettison the pro-life? I'm sorry, to jettison the pro-death in favor of the pro-life view? What have they really done for that? Take honest money, then. What have they really done to move us to constitutional currency? Any of these fat cats? Right? So pro-life and money? Are those two of the top issues? I think they are. What about education? You know, what has Elon Musk really done? What has Donald Trump really done? What has Bill Gates really done? What has Jeff Bezos really done? Should I keep going on? What have they really done to promote competition in education, or school choice, as some like to call it, or better yet, shutting down government schools, shutting down the education department at the federal level? What have these guys really done to accomplish that? And when I look at education, ladies and gentlemen, right? When I look at education, I don't see that they've done anything. All that we've done is talked since the Reagan days about the Republican Party getting rid of the education department, but they've had control of Congress, the House, the Senate, the White House, the courts. They've had control of that many times since the Reagan days, right? But they never got rid of the Department of Education. In fact, it's gotten worse over time. More and more and more funding, more and more tyrannical agenda, propaganda education going on, more and more promotion of socialism, of communism, of whatever tyrannical agendas are next. Perverted sexual reality, gender manipulation, gender euphoria, gender bender ideas, ideas about racism, that we're all racist. Look, I've been at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. It is a melting pot from around the world of different cultures and races and people and religion and everything. And there's no racism going on, folks. Okay? We've stood side by side in lines with black people, with Asian people, with people from Belgium and England and all around the world. And there's nobody not getting along. Everybody's happy to be together, happy to celebrate life and humanity and experiences. And this lie about racism, that everybody's a racist, is just bogus. Okay, it's an agenda they want to promote as they try to divide and conquer all of us. Don't let them do it. But really, what have these guys done when it comes to pro-life? What have they done when it comes to education? How about your right to keep and bear arms, your Second Amendment? Or your First Amendment? What have they done to keep churches open? What has Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mike Lindell, all these new media moguls, what have they done to keep religious liberty alive in America? How about your peacefully assemble idea? All that really happened to the peacefully assemble idea is Donald Trump said, everybody come to Washington and make sure we have truth and accountability in elections. What happened? It ran off the rails. Everybody got called terrorists, and everybody got called a domestic threat. Wow. Everybody's involved in a great insurrection, right? What about your school board meetings? They said, hey, the education system's off the rails. Don't go to Washington, D.C. This time, go to your local school board and double down in defense of what we hold dear, the traditional American values, right? Well, what did Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, right, Elon Musk, all these people, what do they do to really help their? Nothing. Y'all went down and complained to your city school board or your school district there, your school board, local is all get out. And what happened? You found out that your government at the most local level, the school board, is in bed with the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA, and they're literally going to double down and call you a terrorist. And then what's going to happen? Donald's going to tweet. Hey, man, well, he can't tweet yet. Hopefully Elon Musk will let him tweet, right? But he sends out a message that says, hey, man, you know, I'm going to be getting into the media. Oh, yeah, Donald, really? When? When is your media company going to launch, Donald? Now you're going to depend on Elon Musk to get you back on Twitter? Well, Elon might get you back on Twitter. I hope he does. And I hope, Donald Trump, you can say and think and believe what you want to. But I'm just telling you, are these people really doubling down? Donald Trump was going to lock up Hillary. Nothing happened to Hillary. In the next hour, I'll dig in and just show you how bad it really is. But nobody created accountability for Hillary Clinton. So look, if you're not going to defend your Second Amendment rights, which are being violated left and right, if you're not going to defend the pro-life view, the most innocent among us, the babies, if you're not going to abolish the education department, if you're not going to return us to honest money, if you're not going to, you know, double down in defense of the five guarantees of the First Amendment, free speech, freedom to assemble, freedom of religion, right? Freedom of the press. What are you going to double down in defense of? So I look at these rich cats and I don't really see that they're doing a whole lot. I really don't. So I don't have a lot of confidence that even if they get in the media, that it will make a big difference. Now, I thought the poison pill was going to work against Elon Musk, and he was not going to be able to obtain Twitter. What made them do an about-face? Was it just money? Or do they have a quid pro quo behind the scenes? Don't know, but time will tell. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So I'm saying, what made Twitter do a 180? At first, they were going to swallow a poison pill. There's no way in Hades that, you know what, we're going to let Elon Musk, the conservative, get a hold of Twitter. And then all of a sudden, now they did a 180. There's a 37% premium, they say, and he bought it for $44 billion. A little bit of change, right? But on the break, I mentioned, what about that 180? Why would they do that 180? And Cameron, my producer on the break, was saying, you know what? What they might do is just sell it to Elon. Let him buy it. Let him crank it up. Let him get rid of all the dishonest algorithms and, you know, let free speech start to reign. And then the liberals will boycott it, create their own new service, and just bashing down Twitter to decrease its value. Might it be a fleecing of Elon Musk? I don't know. I don't know what will happen. Time will tell. But I know this. I don't see that Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Mike Lindell, I don't see that a lot of these people really are taking on the real issues that we need to restore America. Oh, they're like Fox and CNN of yesteryear in the sense that they have polar opposite deliveries. You know, Mike Lindell delivers a lot of news, folks. He really does. But where has he really moved the needle, so to speak? What's the difference between my offerings and Mike Lindell's offerings? Well, Sam, he's talking to a lot more people than you are. That's right. And he's put a lot more money into it than I have, too. But in the end of the day, what has he really done to move the needle on vote fraud? Do we have the accountability? Well, he's exposed a lot of stuff, Sam. He's gotten a lot out there. You're right, and good on him for it. Good on him for it. But I don't really see that these guys have moved the needles as much as we had hoped. I think they're kind of like the Fox of yesteryear. Let's put together an opposition network that makes you believe that they're, you know, conservative, like a Glenn Beck show or a Rush Limbaugh show or whatever, where they really dig down and they really talk great. They really do in many cases. But at the end of the day, they don't really push for the right things at the right times. Just think what of a difference we could make if enough of us in the media were really honestly united in getting something done. But hey, I reach out to the Mike Lindell people and I say, hey, I'd like to work with you guys. What can I do to help? And they simply ignore me. I say, what can we do to interview Mike Lindell or interview some of the people on your network and promote what you're doing? Oh, we don't have time for you. Hey, what can I do to go to your event about vote fraud and stuff? Oh, you can't go, Sam. You need credentials. Well, wait, I have credentials, and no response. All right, bottom line is Musk buys Twitter. A lot of people are hailing it as a wonderful, incredible thing. Others are saying, no, he'll ruin the world. I don't believe either are true. I believe he'll get a hold of Twitter now. I thought he wouldn't at first, but for some reason, the liberals seem to be willing to work with him now. They're going to riot about it and complain, but behind the scenes. So they're going to riot about Donald Trump and the media, but yet they're going to use their media to give him so much coverage, billions of dollars in coverage to where he gets elected. Then they take him down, just showing the power of the media, right? Well, will Elon Musk put Donald Trump back on Twitter? I don't know. But what I do know, ladies and gentlemen, is it sounds good. It sounds, man, we're almost, if we just get Musk to buy Twitter, then we'll have the free blogosphere we had hoped for forever. No, you won't. No, you won't. Social media platforms have been stifling conversations. And here's how we'll know. You ready to know how we will know the truth, ladies and gentlemen? Elon Musk has talked about this black box algorithm stuff. You say, what the heck is that? Well, we're going to have Ben Swan explain all this. But ladies and gentlemen, Musk buys Twitter. Will he reveal the black box algorithms?
Elon Musk now owns Twitter. You've probably heard that by now. It's an important first step toward restoring free speech. But there is something Elon Musk can do that has a much bigger effect than just on one social media platform. He can reveal Twitter's black box algorithms, and in doing so, could undo so much of the damage being caused by censorship across social media. I'm Ben Swan. This is Truth in Media. Hey guys, welcome to the show. So Elon Musk now owns Twitter, buying it for some $44 billion, and he says he's going to make it better than ever. Let's certainly hope so. But there is so much that Elon Musk can do that goes beyond just one single platform, and that's through the single act of unveiling what has been hidden for so long, Twitter's black box algorithms. It's something he could not do in a publicly traded company, but he can do as he takes Twitter private. We're going to talk about all that in just a minute. But before we do, a shout out to our partner for this episode, FinestKnown.com. FinestKnown is home to rare antiques, ancient coins, and lost treasure. Did you know that wealthy individuals and even investment firms are buying up rare coins? They're doing it to hold on to wealth and watch the value of those items grow. FinestKnown has an offer for you to own your own piece of rare antique coins. If you go to FinestKnown.com/Swan, S-W-A-N-N, you can own a piece of Civil War treasure that was lost at sea for only $129. Plus, you'll receive this book, Lost Gold of the Republic. Again, a special offer at FinestKnown.com/Swan, S-W-A-N-N. So back to this story, and $44 billion later, Elon Musk is now the owner of Twitter, something that many people believed would not happen because Twitter seemed like they were going to initially reject that offer. Although Twitter was initially expected to turn down Musk's $44 billion offer to buy the social platform, Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times all reported over the weekend that both sides were close to reaching a deal. After Musk made his offer on Wednesday, Twitter put a so-called poison pill in place, which would prevent him from increasing his stake in the company beyond 15%, according to The Wall Street Journal. So Musk went forward and bought the entire thing, and he's taking it away from being a publicly traded company and now making it a private company. You know, becoming a private company means so much more than just Elon Musk outright owning Twitter. And it means a lot more than just the ability to restore accounts that have been deplatformed, accounts like that of former President Donald Trump or Project Veritas or the Babylon Bee or so many other countless accounts that have been removed and purged from Twitter's platform. This story, this move by Elon Musk is so much bigger than that, even though those are very important things to have happen. But the biggest issue here is the issue of Twitter's algorithms. A self-described free speech absolutist, Musk told the audience at a recent TED event in Vancouver, Canada, that Twitter should permit unconstrained expression, though it should do so within the line of the law. Quote, in my view, Twitter should match the laws of the country, Musk said, acknowledging reasonable legal caps on free speech like direct incitement to violence or shouting fire in a crowded theater. But going beyond that and having it to be unclear who's making the changes to where, having tweets mysteriously be promoted and demoted with no insight into what's going on, having a black box algorithm promote some things and not other things, I think this can be quite dangerous, Musk said. Quote, my strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization, he added. And to that point, Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter is so much bigger than just this one platform. It is the opportunity to pull back the curtain on this black box algorithm that has been controlling so much of social media. Now, remember that when we've talked about algorithms in the past, one of the steps that was taken when Elon Musk first said that he was going to purchase these 9% of shares in Twitter, he was offered a board seat. And that was a trick. The reason it was a trick is because by becoming a member of the board, part of the agreement is that Musk would never reveal any of the proprietary systems that belong to Twitter. That includes its algorithms. So what was the point of that? Well, the point of that was to keep secret what Twitter has been doing, which has been an attempt to completely shape and control the public discourse coming across its platform. And Twitter's not the only company that does this. Facebook probably does it to a greater extent. Instagram does it to a greater extent. YouTube does it to a huge extent. These black box algorithms that essentially allow a company to hide certain content, limit reach to certain accounts and certain content creators, and amplify certain voices. In an area that's supposed to be a public square, the public has virtually no say in what they see or what they hear or what words are amplified. And instead, all of it comes through these algorithms. But who's behind those algorithms? Well, that's one of the things we're hoping to learn. As Elon Musk reveals what these black box algorithms are all about, we're hoping that he'll also reveal the entities, the groups, the organizations, and yes, even the governments that have been utilizing these systems to crush dissension, to crush free speech, to crush the will and the voice of the people. Musk has an opportunity here so much bigger than just one platform. Guys, thanks so much for watching. Be sure to check out all of our videos, and you can check them out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Ben Swan doing a phenomenal job, as always, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate Ben Swan doubling down in defense of this. And I hope Ben Swan's right that, you know what, Elon Musk will reveal the black box algorithms. Sovereign.media for Ben Swan's stuff. Great stuff. But I don't have the optimism Ben Swan has. Okay? Look, will Donald Trump lock up Hillary? No, not even maybe. Okay, we'll talk about that next hour. We get the algorithms. Will we get the who, what, when, where, why? We might get little tidbits, okay? But we're not going to get the real in-depth details. And even if we get enough to be damning evidence to some degree, it's not going to have any accountability. It's not going to have any repercussions. Look, Hillary Clinton has been caught in scandal after scandal after scandal, ladies and gentlemen. Right? But yet, it doesn't do any good. She's above the law. Do you understand what I mean? Okay, Hillary's not going anywhere. She's just going to laugh and mock and maybe even run for president again. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is there's no accountability. Hillary should be in prison. Bill should be in prison. How come Bill Cosby went to prison, but Bill Clinton didn't go to prison? Bill Cosby's got more money than Clinton, right? Well, I don't know about that. It all depends on connections and if you're part of the deep state, and et cetera, right? So I appreciate that Elon Musk might do this. He might get a hold of Twitter. But when he starts to promote democracy, hey, our democracy's in danger. Look, Elon, you have every right to say what you want and think what you want. I agree with your free speech ability. But I can also tell you, we don't have a democracy, my friend. If you want to defend a democracy and protect us because our democracy is at stake, you don't even know what kind of government we have. How the heck are you going to double down in defense of the Constitution if you don't even know what kind of constitutional republic we have, right? So I appreciate the idea, but it reminds me of the Donald Trump idea. Well, we're going to make the media accountable. We're going to sue them for libel, and we're going to, you know, change the libel laws to make these people accountable for their dishonesty. No, we're not. We didn't do any of that. Oh, we're going to lock up Hillary. No, we're not. We didn't do any of that. Oh, we're going to go ahead and get the bottom line on Barack Obama's birth certificate. It's a fraud. We're going to. No, you're not. Okay, so they'll roll out enough information to have you and I believe that we're making progress like they always do. But these media platforms are stifling conversations. They're committing vote fraud. Look, where's Elon Musk talking about vote fraud? But will we really get the black box algorithms behind the scenes? Will we really know who done it, who controlled it? And even if we do know that, will there be accountability and a change of the guard, if you will? Or will it be just status quo? Yeah, the government did commit fraud. Voting, but it's too late to do anything about it now. We've already had Joe Biden serve for 2 years. Now he's so senile he can't serve anyway. Oh, well, no harm, no foul. Is that where we are? I pray that it makes a difference, but I don't have a lot of confidence. Do you? The only way is to have the new media taking center stage really deliver the news the networks refuse to use, and then have enough Americans join together in action to demand accountability, transparency, and the true rule of law. Let's find out who's really committing treason and then take appropriate action, shall we? Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please? And God save the Republic!